This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Americanskis? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is going to be another great day of conservative radio for you. Glad you're here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. For you leftists, I'm going to tell you something. Life is not a fairy tale. If you lose your shoe at midnight, you're drunk. See, that's the way it really works in the real world. There's no Cinderella story here. You are going to have another 4 years of Donald Trump. You're going to have a Congress that is dedicated to the real Americana. That is the Americana that conservatives, the people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, have fought and died for. I'm glad those people are listening to my program. I'm glad they're heeding my advice. I'm glad that you are sticking up for yourselves and saying enough is enough. Enough is enough. Haven't you seen enough things happen over the last decade to say to yourselves, there's a two-tier justice system in America, and you are a second-class citizen. If you're a conservative in America, you are a second-class citizen. Forget about blacks. Forget about women. Forget about Latinos. Forget about Muslims. Conservative is a second-class citizen, has been for more than a decade, but certainly put on steroids. And you know I ain't preaching to you. You know you believe it yourself. I'm telling you the truth. You've been relegated to second class. You pay all the taxes. You get none of the benefits. Right now in California, they want illegals. They've made it where illegals can get your health care system for free. How much do you spend on health care? How much do you spend on insurance before you ever use it? You spend thousands. I don't even know you. And I can tell you, you spend thousands. It's free to them. Second class citizen, get at the back of the bus. It's time for you to wake up, America. Wake up. How many of you believe you could get away with what Hillary Clinton got away with? How many of you believe you could have run an investigation like James Comey and not been looked at like a pariah or Robert Mueller? How many of you believe that you could be spouting the nonsense of AOC or Tlaib or Omar or any of these clowns on the left and get away with it, not be considered an idiot? The only way you can say idiotic stuff and be lauded, you can be shot for trying to blow up an ICE location, an ICE detention facility, and be martyred than by a stupid leftist. Oh, yeah, it's hard for me to I shouldn't say it is hard because it isn't hard. It's easy for me to dish out tough love to these crazy lunatic leftist fringe. You better be proud of yourselves, conservatives. Proud that you interrupted the biggest, worst possible thing that could have happened to this country, which would have been the election of Hillary Clinton, and proud that you held tight in keeping the Senate for Donald Trump, and proud that you're going to give him back the House and give him another term in 2020, because you will. There is no way, I repeat, no way the Democrats win the presidency for sure. They're going to lose House seats. We've exposed an amount of crazy that you didn't even think existed. Admit it. You didn't think they could go as crazy as they've gone. You thought you had seen the distance of crazy, the depth to which crazy could dig with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And then you got AOC. She is a media machine for crazy. Going down contriving stuff about the border, making up statistics, criticizing a country that everybody wants to get to. That's how they do it. This is how they do it. Boom, boom. Let me tell you, the Democrats, every time I hear about new developments in the R. Kelly case, I think of the Democrats. Supposedly they raided R. Kelly's joint, found multiple sex tapes with minors. This is a man that completely deny. Okay, Bill Clinton, I did not have mere sex, blah, blah, blah. He's lying. lying about Russian collusion, lying about how bad blacks are treated in this country, lying about Latinos and separation of children at the border. And finally, you know what? Let me tell you what's happening right now, folks. Your bureaucrats on the conservative side have said, I've had enough. Holman went on a tirade the other day, just beating up leftist politicians, beat up AOC, beat up Garcia. How dare you? I'm offended. Remember when Mnuchin said to Maxine Waters, I don't have to be here. Oh, you don't have to be here. You better be here. You better tell us what we want to know. He's like, I don't have to be here. I'll get up and leave, and I'll never come back. You want to know what's happening? Your bureaucrats are finally starting to represent you. When Holman started attacking Garcia, how dare you? You don't have an ounce of experience that I have. You know what you were doing? You were standing up and cheering. You were like, go. Go. You weren't offended like, man, he's broken decorum in the congressional hearing. You were happy. Because you know why? You were saying, that's what I would be saying. Call me a racist in front of Congress and watch what I do. By the way, I'm meeting with Congress today. That's right. 25 members of Congress to hear me talk about what I'm going to talk about. I'll give you a report. So the point is, you have people finally standing up for you, finally saying, you know what? I'm not going to take this. You are a bunch of lunatics. You call these meetings not because you want to get to truth, not because you want an understanding, not because you want the public to understand. You do it to aggrandize. You know, to get in front of the camera and go, look at me. Look at how strong and beautiful I am. Well, you're not. You're weak and hideous. It's about time we woke up. I made the comment on media the other day, if they had found a decapitated body in Hillary Clinton's car, the FBI would have called it a suicide. That's how much they were determined to let Hillary Clinton go. How is she still on the street? How is Jussie Smollett? Do we need to bring up Jussie Smollett? How is he still on the street? Oh, I thought there was this thing called white privilege. I didn't think black people could get away with lying to the cops and threatening to sue the city and the police department for their own lies. Is that a form of reparations? I'm just curious. We got a lot to talk about, and I'm covering some old ground, but I want you guys to understand how crazy it is for them and how good it is for you and how you are so fortunate to be a part of history right now. I talked about it yesterday. You are fortunate because you made it. You made this happen. Tons coming up. Epstein, the cheating chess champion, ICE raids. Keep it here, baby. Kevin Jackson's going to deliver. We will deliver today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Battles of leftism wage all around you. I want you to see the world as a battlefield. See America as a battlefield. And there's fires and explosions going all around. And I want you to make yourself a little campfire and start roasting s'mores. You know, start roasting marshmallows. Putting them over the fire. And start singing campfire songs. Like, we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The wars are being fought all over the place, but you know who's fighting? It's Democrats fighting themselves, and occasionally us coming in and helping them commit Harry Caray. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Wars are raging on multiple fronts. And hey, here's a good question for you while we're on this subject. How much turmoil do you see inside of the Republican Party? How much? Do you have a squad? You have a group of Republicans that are making so much of a ruckus that the news cycle is built around them? Because I see that on the left. I see their squad, those four lunatic Democrats, who are costing the Democrats the election, even though they did a good job before having those four. Those four Democrats are costing the Democrats any possibility of a win in 2020. And let me tell you, I can't speak for those particular districts, because if you were crazy enough to elect those people, then maybe you're crazy enough to reelect them. But other Democrats are afraid of what AOC and gang are doing. Nancy Pelosi is dismissing them. Congressional black circus clowns are calling them racist and saying they're using race as a crutch. I want you to understand the battle that is waging within the Democratic Party. As you look at the landscape that I just laid out for you earlier, battles waging all over the place. Border battles. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that the American people want to see open borders, that they understand letting illegals have, for example, health care for free for what you are paying thousands of dollars to get, and to get substandard versions? Do you believe that we are losing the border battle? Simple question. Yes or no? Do you believe that Donald Trump is losing the battle on the economy? Simple question. What do you think? Do most people look at the stock market and go, holy crap, look at what Trump built? Or do they go, oh, that's Barack Obama? Do you believe that the lowest unemployment for blacks and women and Latinos is something that is a winning situation for the Republicans or a losing situation? Do you believe that Donald Trump's handling of foreign policy, his shooting down of an Iranian drone, is a good thing in terms of how people feel about Trump, or a bad thing? Because let me tell you what happened during the era of Obama. We had a drone shot down. It was a Lockheed drone. Super secretive stealth drone. It looked like a mini version of the new B bomber. I don't know if it is a B-2 or whatever. It was a mini version of it. And the Iranians took a picture with it, showed it. Barack Obama did not get that drone back. They then, the Iranians, reverse engineered it, sent it over into Israel, and Israel shot it down, shot their version down. And re-engineered version of our drone using Iranian technology. Exact version. Then Barack Obama sent Iran billions of dollars, some of it in the dark of night. Released all of the banking so Iran can enter the world of terrorism free and clear. And Donald Trump has done quite the opposite. Let me ask you, which one has America's best interest in mind? Here's what I'm trying to tell you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You can stop worrying. The American people know who care and who doesn't. They know it. Now, the media will try to convince you that AOC and her squad are making headway, that these are people that are going to convince Americans that we are a terrible country. Let me tell you something, and I want you to hear this loud and clear. Americans are sick and tired of people who continually criticize us. Let's bring this from the macro level to the micro level. You as an individual, you know you're flawed, right? You know that you are not worthy of the grace that God puts on you every single day. You do things, you sin, and you are hard on yourself, as you should be. You're hard on yourself because you want better for yourself. Wanting better for yourself. I'm not talking about better clothes and better cars and better houses. I'm talking about better for yourself. You want better for yourself because being better actually brings you closer to God. You are seeking a God-like existence. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what your theology is. This brother gonna break it down for you. Forget the Bible. Let me tell you what you seek. You are programmed to seek the best within yourself. And when you don't achieve it, I don't care whether it's in a sport you pick and whether it's in a competition you win, whatever, you're tough on yourself, because winning it, achieving it, gives you a form of godlike feeling. Now, most of us control that emotion by saying, I'm no God. Yes, I ran my race the fastest, or I happened to win the award for my movie, like Bleeding Blue won its award. All right? So all I'm getting at is that we seek this godlike presence, this godlike thing. It's innate. So you can criticize yourself. You can say, man, Kev, you know, you need to work out more. Stop complaining, Kevin. Get on a treadmill. Get in the gym. Blah, blah, blah. But if somebody else comes up and says to you, man, you look fat. You need to work out. You go, here's your natural defense mechanism says, yeah, maybe I do. But it's a personal thing. I choose to be who I choose to be. I may not be perfect, but I'm looking to be perfect. I'm looking to be better. So I need you to back off. I'm putting this in terms that the average American looks at and says, okay, great. I'm not the perfect country. Let's go back to the macro level. I'm flawed. Yes, we have created conflict in other nations. Yes, we have started wars or contributed to this or that. We've done all those things. But you know what we also have done? We've invited people from all over the world to come in and be a part of what we are. And we've corrected most of our wrongs. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll be doggone. If you, I'm going to let you criticize me. That's what I'm talking about. Now, see, Donald Trump taps into that emotion with everything that he does. And it's a very simple reason. He really loves the country. Barack Obama couldn't tap into that emotion because he doesn't love the country. Omar can't tap into that emotion because he doesn't love the country. Democrats, leftists, progressives, whatever you want to call them, can't tap into that emotion because they don't love the country. We got more to talk about, folks. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge in Kansas City, Missouri, has blocked the new heartbeat abortion law from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood and the ACLU asked the judge to grant a temporary injunction, putting the law on hold while a legal challenge takes place in court. Attorneys for the state can appeal the judge's ruling, and they have also told the judge that the state's goal is protecting fetal life as well as protecting women. Some of the women who accused Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing them when they were girls were speaking out at a court hearing in New York City on Tuesday.
All I'm going to say is today is a day of power and strength.
That's one of the accusers speaking at a press conference after the hearing. Now, U.S. Attorney General William Barr has said that anyone who helped Epstein in sex trafficking will be prosecuted in an ongoing investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The premise of today's show is thank God America and the world has a true leader in Donald Trump. Somebody who isn't afraid to mix it up. Somebody who isn't afraid to take the unpopular position that some of these leftists want us to take. They think they can cajole you into doing it or force you or back you into a corner. Donald Trump says, I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care who you think you are. If I believe it to be right and best for the country, so be it. And that's the direction we're going. That's leadership. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you with 100% certainty, I am a leader. You want to back anything that we're doing? If I had the more people and the resources that some of these groups have, I promise you, we'd be, I mean, I know we're changing politics, but we'd be changing it at a speed that would blow your mind. And I believe there are people out there listening to me and who've been monitoring our work who are very close to saying, you know what, Kevin, I'm going to make you prove that. I'm going to back it, make you back it up, baby. We got some good donors that are donating to Seeking Educational Excellence and people who are starting to get involved. They're tired of seeing this conveyor belt of ignorance coming out of whackademia. It's time we get away from this social justice agenda and get back to degrees that matter. And also, it should be mandatory that we teach patriotism and a love for this country. That's what I believe. Democrats don't know leadership. These are the people that wanted to put a crook into office because, in their view, it was her turn. It wasn't because she had good ideas. I want you to think about Hillary Clinton being in charge. Antifa goons, Democrats, goons running around, the new version of the KKK. Hillary Clinton would endorse and condone Antifa's antics. Tactics is what I meant to say, but I think you got it. Those goons would have her backing. But for the first time in decades, leftists have been pushed back. And like I said, I'm talking about a manly shove, not some girly push. America is indeed woke, but not how the leftists use the term. We are woke to Americanism. Donald Trump has made people, the ordinary American citizen, be proud to be American again. That's long overdue. A hatred of this country has been brewing for decades. And in 2+ years, Donald Trump has said to the leftist scourge, you're going to be American or you can get the AT double crooked socks out. Go back. Oh, yeah, I know John Lewis. It's racist. It's racist to say go back. No, it isn't. It's not racist at all. By the way, The cries of racism now fall on deaf ears. So overused, so overworked, finally they've reached the end of the internet. People are finally saying, doesn't work anymore. The cries of sexism are pretty soon going to be scoffed at. I scoff at it now, but it's about to be scoffed at. There's a story floating around about Al Franken now saying, I wish I hadn't resigned. I wish I hadn't resigned. Let me tell you, Al Franken, if you'd been a leader, if you had a pair of male genitalia, oh yeah, Kevin Jackson went there, you'd still be in Congress, still be in the Senate. I regret what I did. And now these other Democrats, I think it's unfair what happened to Al Franken. We'll talk a little bit about it later. I know, maybe we should talk about it now. You want to talk about it now? I'm okay with that. Yeah, these people now want to exonerate him. It was an article in the New Yorker. Only 2 years ago, Franken was being talked up as a possible challenger to Trump in 2020. In Senate hearings, Franken had proved himself to be one of the most effective critics of the Trump administration. His tough questioning of Jeff Sessions, Trump's nominee for AG, had led Sessions to recuse himself from the investigation into Russian influence in the 2016 election, prompted the appointment of Robert Mueller, special counsel. So there's enough information right there to tell y'all Franken was a scumbag. He gets Sessions to recuse himself, and he gets a special counsel appointed for a fish hunt. A ruse, a snipe hunt, fishing expedition, in your bathtub. As it turns out, Franken's only role in the 2020 presidential campaign has been a figure of controversy. On June 4th, Pete Buttigieg was widely criticized on social media for saying that he would not have pressed Franken to resign. Is that virtually all of his Democratic rivals who were then in the Senate, without first learning more about the alleged incidents. At the same time, the president's candidate of Senator Gillibrand had been plagued by questions about her role as the first of three dozen Democrat senators to demand Franken's resignation. See, this is what I talk about all the time. I talk about the controversy that lies within the Democratic Party. You have senators who knew this Me Too movement farce over Franken was exactly that. It was a con job and a witch hunt, the same way as Trump. But they wanted him out. It was political expediency. Franken's still going, what did I do? I'm not really sure what I did. And the Democrats are going, it doesn't matter, Al Franken. Doesn't matter. But let me tell you how I was thinking. I was happy to see the Me Too movement eat one of its own. I know Franken didn't do enough for anybody to go after him. For a decades long ago thing when he was a comedian, it was ridiculous. But I was like, no, eat him. Destroy him. Because you know what it'll do? It'll circle back around and it'll show you the craziness of leftism. And that is exactly where we are right now. Exactly. Now they're all, it shouldn't have been done. They said Gillibrand has cast herself as a feminist champion of zero tolerance towards sexual impropriety, but Democratic donors sympathetic to Franken have stunted her fundraising, and Gillibrand says try to intimidate her into silence. Yeah. By the way, understand another irony and hypocrisy of leftism. Gillibrand's, one of her staffers, was accused of sexual misconduct, and she had done nothing. See, let me explain what was going on. They were clearing the way. The Democrats, with authorization from above, were clearing the way for women to take charge of the ticket. Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton, Kirsten Gillibrand. Kamala Harris inserted herself into the mix. And now we've got the squad. I'm just trying to set the stage for you for all the wars brewing inside of the Democratic Party. Now, let's flip it over real quick and let's look at those Republicans. You got any women's issues? None that I know of. You got any black issues? I guess the only place where I would say is Mia Love, who turns out to be a turncoat, I'm going to call her a scumbag. Yeah. Mia Love. wants to believe that Trump is a racist, blah, 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 following the Republican Party line. And that's the reason why she's not in office anymore, because you know what we did with Mia Love? We jumped on the bandwagon because she was black, young, and a Republican, and found out she wasn't a Republican. So good riddance, Mia Love. As this black man would say, a bye-bye. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, for those of you who are listening, saying, Kevin, why are you attacking Mia Love? I'm attacking a leftist who's disguising herself as a conservative. Yes, does she have some conservative values? Sure. But if she were smart, she would be backing the guy who shows leadership of this party. Mia Love is beholden to the Paul Ryan type people. Anyway, I want to go back. Where is the strife within the Republican Party? Take the Mia Loves out. She's no longer a factor. Nobody cares about Mia Love. Are we fighting with our Latinos? Are we fighting with our LGBT conservatives? Are we fighting with black conservatives? I'm talking true black conservatives. Are we fighting with women in general? Are we fighting with white folks? Middle class? What? 94% of Republicans, conservatives, back Donald Trump. The only infighting is amongst the Never Trumpers. And I question whether they were ever Republicans or conservatives. And okay, if that's 6% of the party, have at it, guys. How many people do you think the Democrats are struggling to keep on their side? With the AOC gang, with Black Lives Matter, with the Congressional Black Circus, all of them fighting one another. LGBT lobby can't even figure themselves out. Women against men, men against women, blah, blah, blah. Environmentalists against this, that, and the other. Look at all the brewing, what's brewing, and then ask yourself this. 20-something candidates who are all going to be going at each other's throats here in about a week or so. Again, going at each other's throats. Have you looked at the polling and the juxtaposition and the jockeying that's happening right now? Watch it. Don't remember it, because it'll be completely different in 2 weeks. Guarantee you. We're not struggling. And now Al Franken's back in the news because the Democrats are going, wait a minute, Me Too movement? You went too far. You got rid of one of the good guys. And I'm going, really? You want to retread Al Franken and see how he's going to make out? Bring him back. Worst time you could possibly do to bring him back. But go for it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Not only do we know that the dossier was unverified, but we know that most of the dossier was false, and yet they continued on to spy on an American citizen and use that information as if it were credible, and they actually, it's even worse than that, Sean. Here's the problem, is the FBI knew it. They fired Christopher Steele, then continued to use him as a credible source, and now there's headlines out there saying that Christopher Steele somehow has this verifiable dossier. Let me just tell you, that's flat out false. John Solomon's reporting is accurate.
Greg, you know, I had to laugh when I read these stories in the Washington Post and Politico. They were essentially saying, oh, the IG found Steele credible, therefore his dossier must be credible. That is preposterous. Not only has Mueller debunked it, And the FBI debunked it. Thanks to John's reporting, we now know that for sure. A year ago in my book, I went through every single allegations of collusion and debunked it. It was classic, as I wrote, Russian disinformation. What they always do is the Russians will throw in one or two tidbits of truth, which they did. But they had nothing whatsoever to do with Trump-Russia collusion.
Fires blazing all around America, folks. It is being burnt down. What is it? What am I talking about? What does the pronoun represent? It represents leftism being burned to the ground, scorched. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Scorched earth is what the Democrats are. You won't even be able to recognize the bodies. It's going to look like a nuclear explosion. I mean, have you ever seen the pictures from Nagasaki or Hiroshima, and the people just were frozen in ashes? Can't identify them. Can't even identify them by DNA. That's what's happening to the Democratic Party. It will have no DNA left. 844-551-8255. Bogus information. By the way, before I even get into Comey's tweets, because that's what I'm going to talk about, I want to play something from a black Trump supporter. This is a woman that's been to prison. She's something else. I don't know her name. I saw a tweet, and she was, you know, giving a little talk about black folks and Trump support and all that, and her pride in dealing with Trump. And I just want you to hear what she has to say.
Is Donald Trump racist? No, I can't say that he is. I ain't never heard of him being racist prior to running for president. That's just me, though. I mean, because any two ways you look at it, the man won his presidency without the black vote. What he need it for? What he need us for? Tell me what he need me for. He don't need me. But for some reason, he always get up on that stage talking about how low black unemployment is. He don't need to do that. He just do it. Because he legitimately cares. You never heard Obama get on stage talking about black unemployment. He couldn't. Because under his first 2 years with a Democratic Congress, it doubled. Black unemployment under Barack Obama doubled. How many of y'all know that? It doubled. It literally doubled. It went from 8% to 16%. How you get around that? No media say nothing about that. But Donald Trump, getting it to the lowest it's ever been recorded. Like I said, he don't need us. He does not need the black vote. The black vote didn't put him in office. The black vote ain't going to take him out of office. But the fact that he gets up there on them stages every chance he get and tells us how we are doing, because we, I ain't going to say that. We too crazy to realize it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to do that. He ain't got to get up there. When he was running for president, he didn't have to get out there talking about, what do you have to lose? Vote for me. He didn't have to do that. But he did. And we grateful that he did. You know, it's some smart folks out there that happen to be darker skinned like me. You just got to find them. See, a lot of them scared to say something because they scared somebody going to say something back to me. I'm a step. What's up? You got something to say about Donald Trump? What? I ain't got no MAGA hat. My damn head too damn big to be trying to wear a MAGA hat. So I can't wear no MAGA hat out nowhere. But I got a MAGA sweater in there that I wear. I wore it to work. Nobody said nothing. I'm a big old they better not say nothing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I want to interject and play that because I want you to understand something. When I tell you I got my finger on the pulse, I got my finger on the pulse. There are many black people like that woman. They get it. They don't like being disregarded. They don't like being made fools of. And that's what the Democrats are doing to black folks. They're making fools of us. And she's awake. I don't know whether she was ever a Democrat. She didn't go into detail. Now I want to swing back and let you hear something that Attorney General Barr said about the various investigations and replacing Huber with Durham. And why that was such a big deal. I talked about it weeks ago. I told you Huber was appointed by Obama, and he was slow walking stuff. And Barr said, enough is enough. He brought in Durham. And here's what Barr had to say about this latest part of the investigation.
Huber had originally been asked to take a look at the FISA applications and the electronic surveillance, but then he stood back and put that on hold while the Office of Inspector General was conducting its review. So he has not been active on this front in recent months, and so Durham is taking over that role. The other issues he's been working on relate to Hillary Clinton. Those are winding down, and hopefully we'll be in a position to bring those to fruition.
Welcome back, everybody. Fires blazing all around. Let me tell you where the fires are. The fires are in the Latino community, who are not monolithic, and the average American of Mexican descent or of Latino descent doesn't give a crap about illegal Mexicans coming in this country as an issue. They want them out in overwhelming fashion. The average American, when asked about open borders, I'm talking well over 70% said no to open borders. I just played you a clip of a black woman who said there's a lot more people that understand what Donald Trump's done for black folks than you can even imagine. They're losing the black vote. They are not. There's no candidate, not a single candidate on a Democrat ticket that can tell me they've got the youth energized. The youth may overwhelmingly vote left, but they got to be energized. Think about, when you think about that energy, I want you to think about Barack Obama. How much energy they had in 2008 for Barack Obama. How the youth overwhelmingly voted for him. Women who were told, you're going to lose your ability to have abortions or whatever else under Trump. Nothing's really happened to them. What are women's causes other than just saying, I don't like Trump because he's a womanizer? How are they going to rationalize that with the Me Too movement and practically every leftist on the planet getting caught up in the Me Too movement? How are you going to rationalize that? Jeffrey Epstein, that fire is blazing, hasn't even gone to where it needs to go. I promise you, it is going. There was a tweet I saw just the other day that said, hey, this is going to capture a lot of Democrats. Get ready. Let me tell you something, folks. While these fires and these wars are going on around you, just get your picnic basket, spread your blanket out, start your little fire, start roasting your weenies, your chestnuts, your marshmallows, making your s'mores, because you don't even have to raise a finger in this war. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You think I'm just blowing a little sunshine up your kimono, huh? You think, oh, Kevin's an optimist. He's just trying to make you feel good. Let me tell you something. I'm a realist. I look at the amount of pounding of the Democrats. They so want you to believe that Ilhan Omar is a good citizen of the United States, that AOC only wants what's best for the rest of the world, and she's a compassionate individual, and if you feel any differently, well, shame on you. And I could go on. And you know what America's doing? It is rejecting these notions. It's rejecting it to such a degree, the left don't even want you to get a reasonable poll. Donald Trump, they said, is polling at 50% approval. Trump himself tweeted out, it's probably 10 to 15% higher than this. I've been saying this with every poll. He's at 39. That means he's at 54. Oh, he's at 44. That means he's at 60, 59. It's 15 points higher, whatever they say. Don't believe them. It's all hype. All these fires going on around them. The Clintons about to go down. Barack Obama about to go down. You know what the big deal right now is? Oh, Michelle Obama, she's the most popular woman on the planet. Wait until they get the truth about these clowns. Wait until they get the truth about them. Oh, Kevin, don't you think Michelle Obama, she runs, she could beat Trump? Yeah, let me tell you why Michelle Obama won't run. Because they're going to look at her past. And she doesn't have any excuses. She will not run.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.